Next week is the 4th of July holiday weekend when a lot of people will be driving and the temperatures will be climbing as summer hits overdrive. So gas prices in Idaho have dropped in the last week and are down quite a bit from this time last year. But the Gem State still has the 12th highest price for fuel in the nation. So here with more is Matt Condi, Public and Government Affairs Director with AAA Idaho. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So let's start with gas prices. They've, as I said, they've fallen a little bit, but how much and how come?
Well, we're in really good shape right now. Refineries have been doing very, very well nationwide. And in fact, we saw the regional refineries jump up to about 97, 98% of capacity, which is almost unheard of. What it means is that there's very little repairs going on. The supply has been able to keep up with the demand. Demand is rising, but we are still 40 cents cheaper than a year ago, which means hopefully another hot dog on the grill, another burger, things like that.
Okay, but these prices might not stay down, right?
Yes, we think that they're probably going to bottom out in the next couple of days. As a matter of fact, overnight, we saw a little bit of an upturn, a 3 cent jump from yesterday. So we may be at the bottom as far as the summer months are concerned. And I think we're going to probably start swinging in that opposite direction. Demand is just very robust, as we all know. And so everybody's making good on those summer travel plans. We're going to start seeing that in the effects that we see at the pump.
Okay, so maybe get your gas tank filled up the next day or so.
That's right. Stock up now. 40 cents less than a year ago is great, but I think that gap's going to narrow over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, Matt, I want to change the conversation now and talk about something really serious, and this is hot cars, because we see this every single summer. And in fact, an average of 37 children die every year in the United States due to hot cars. So Matt, tell us, how fast can your car heat up on the inside? I mean, we're looking at almost 100 degree temperatures in the next couple of days here.
That's right. So the body's internal temperature only has to hit 104 degrees to reach heat stroke. We know that a car's internal temperature can go up by 20 degrees or more in as little as 10 minutes. That's with the windows cracked, parked in the shade. So what it tells us is there's no such thing as a quick errand. And we like to use the analogy of ice cream. If you would buy ice cream at the grocery store, if you're like me, you race to get it home, you're protecting it. You understand that you don't want it to melt and that that could happen in a very short amount of time. We need the exact same mindset when it comes to people and pets. A child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's. And there's just no way to properly gauge how hot the inside of a car is when we're inside some climate controlled building doing something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think too, Matt, it is, if your routine changes at all, especially when you have young children, especially that time with babies, when you are exhausted, right? On top of caring for a baby or a toddler. And I know it's hard for people to believe that you could forget a child in a car. You can.
It's the human factor. We all are capable of making mistakes. As human beings, that's a reality. So one of the things that we can tell people to do, we used to say, put your wallet in the back of the car, but now we're saying, put the cell phone back there, because ultimately most people won't go far without that phone. And so if you put it back there, it's just another way to turn around and check and just make sure everything's good to go. Obviously, during the summer months, kids are out of school or daycare situations may fluctuate. And so routines do change. And so for that reason, we just ask that people take extra time and care and, of course, help us spread the word, because this is obviously super important and things can go bad very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. And another tip you have, Matt, which you say, lock your car at home. And I have to say, you know, my car's always in the garage. I don't think I have ever locked my car when it was in the garage. However, we always had a rule that our kids, I never let my kids just play in the car. But even with that said, why is it important to maybe take that extra step and lock your car when you're home?
Well, kids get bored. And so I remember back in the day when you're young and bored, you start doing all sorts of things. And that might include hiding places. And so kids can tend to play on or in a vehicle, even in the trunk, and sometimes bad things can happen. Now, if you keep your key fob too close to that car, there is a potential for a kid to access it, even if the door is locked. So you want to make sure that you keep those keys a reasonable distance away from the car. And ultimately, that's what's going to make a big difference as far as things that can happen at home. Unfortunately, it does happen.
Yeah, it does. So very quickly, I've got less than a minute. What other real quick tips do you have to make sure you're being safe in the car in particular with your kids, especially coming up on these really hot days.
Well, definitely you want to make sure that you take them in. If you have to make alternate arrangements with a babysitter, do that. There's no excuse for leaving them in a car. Either take them in with you or leave them at home. And of course, like I said before, just keeping an eye on hydration, making sure that these kids are taken care of. It's super hot out there. Things can turn bad very quickly. And so it's important to know the signs of heat stroke, the nausea, the different things there. And so that's what's going to be a big message this summer.
Well, as always, we really appreciate you coming on the program and talking to us about this. So appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.